I mentioned the number 51, and as people may or may not know, you're the last Bear to right. wear that number before the organization retired. The great Dick Butkus is numbered. Did you get any grief for wearing that number in that rookie season and through your career in 1985?
Well, the first game, the first preseason game we played was in St. Louis, and if you remember, it was about 110 on the field. So the trainers told the rookies, which I was a rookie that year, come in, get dressed, be ready to go like 3 hours before the game so the veterans could come in and get taped and the rookies would be out of the way, you know. So I was ready to go like 3 hours before the game, fully dressed, ready to go, and I was obviously I had my number 51 on, and I was sitting in my locker, and I was across the room, the doors like swung open, and here comes Dick Butkus into the locker room. The first thing he looks at is that 51 looking right at him, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So he was in the middle of the room getting a piece of gum or something, so I said, okay, I need to go up and say hi. So I went up to him. I said, hi, Mr. Butkus. My name is Jim Morrissey out of Michigan State. I said, I hope you don't mind, but I had nothing to do with wearing your number. I said, this is your number. I had nothing to do with it. And then he had some choice words for me, which I cannot say on this segment, right? But he said, you know, he really gave me a hard time, and I was getting ready to walk away. I'm like, oh, you know, that was fun. And he's like, hey, I was just kidding. He's like, but one thing, promise me one thing. I said, what's that? He's like, don't get the back of my jersey dirty. And so we had a kind of a nice thing going, because he was doing color at the time on the
right.
And every game, before the game, he would come up to me. Morrissey, I told you.
Well, you know,
he was really good about it.
The impact of having instant acceptance from a Hall of Famer and one of the pillars and faces of the organization, that had a really impact in a positive way to transition from Michigan State, you know, as an 11th round pick also, right? There was nothing guaranteed.
That was the hardest part, right. There was nothing guaranteed, which I knew it wasn't guaranteed. I knew I had to work for it. But knowing that he accepted me in that first game, that was...
Well, just a real small snippet of my experience. I went to Miami for my last year, and I went to my locker, and they had number 57 hanging in there, and that's Dwight Stevenson, a Hall of Famer. So I went back to the cage, and I go, hey, did you put the wrong jersey in here? Because I don't know if I should be wearing this with Dwight Stevenson. And they'll go, oh, no, that's the number. We want you to have it. Wear it for the remainder of your time here. And so it was the same experience that you're walking around going, gosh, I'm wearing the number of a legend.
It seems so insignificant, you know, just on the surface of things, but it says everything at the same time, that number, whatever. And it could be a superstitious thing for a player, or, you know, the bargaining that goes on that it become legendary in all sports about numbers when a player gets traded to or acquired by another organization.
Were you number 51 at Michigan State?
No.
That's the odd.
What number were you?
40.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
So you were giving me 40.
So they just gave you that? Yeah, so you had... that's amazing. That's funny. Right. That's funny. In the media room here at Hallis Hall, the number one is worn by Larry Mayer, and that is... untouchable.
Right. Absolutely.
Untouchable.
And we have a mutual friend, Brent Novoselsky, who played for the Bears for one season. And I remember last year when the news came out about Mike Ditka's number being retired 89, which Brent or his brother sent a Facebook message, which cracked me up. Congratulations on having your number retired. And it was the whole thing. Yeah. But obviously other people have worn these famous numbers. And that story I remember you telling me is hilarious. Nothing on the field probably was more intimidating for you after that than going up to Dick Butkus before you even played.
No, you're right. That was an easy game.
But I always thought it was numbers being retired, they kind of lose a little bit of what they were retired for. I wish that players wore the retired numbers in response to greatness. If you had a great player that deserved 51 or 34 or 40,
right,
whatever
or
the
like
case
colleges
is.
That have a number and that number goes through their history, and you have to earn that number.
Correct. And I wish it was, because if there was a player wearing 51 every time the game would be broadcasted, there would be just a re-conversation of Dick Butkus and the players that have worn and stuff. And it would be an honor to wear one of the legendary Chicago Bears numbers. I came in, and I wanted 61 from the USFL, and I believe Bill George has it retired for him. So, again, you came in here with a request because of greatness, and you know,
that would put a lot of pressure on a guy, though. Can you imagine a running back walking in and wearing 34? I mean,
hey, man, guys that want pressure put on them are going to be performers. You're not going to come in here and have a guy that hasn't have some type of credibility already built up in order to even challenge you.
You know,
want one of those numbers.
In the Atlanta game this year, I believe one of the officials called the referee announced a penalty against number 34 in the Bears. I found that interesting.
I said there's only one 34. That's the first thing out of mouth.
I'm sure a lot of people said there's only one.
Jim, it just sounds wrong when you hear it.
Right, exactly.
You know, it just sounds wrong.